Welcome to Blazing the World radio show. Can you all hear me? I'm having some technical difficulties. They're not letting me do the show right now. So I do apologize. What I'm going to do is everybody that I've scheduled today, I will do them tomorrow if you're available. So it'll give me time to get whatever technical difficulties that are going on with Blog Talk together. So I do apologize. But I will set this up for tomorrow, and I will notify everybody and your managers accordingly. But thank you for your patience and for your understanding. Hey, everybody. This is Wanda Adams. I'm sorry for the delay. Had some technical difficulties, but I got them resolved. And so welcome to Blazing the World radio show. we're going to pick up and try to get our special guests back on the line so they can do their interviews. So just bear with me while I play a little music from Alfred Singleton. This is called The Best Weekend Ever. So enjoy. We have a very, very special guest. I know a little things got delayed because I had some technical difficulties, so I do apologize for that. But, you know, we have some amazing, amazing new artists that are doing some things. We have Kendall Triplett and Young Men for Christ, who are just amazing. I think I may have one of them on the line, so I'm going to pull them in and see if this is the right person. Hey, how are you? Hello.
Hi. Wanda?
Is this one of the men from Young Men for Christ?
Well, this is their manager, Lavelle. I'm telling them now to call back in.
Oh, I do apologize, Lavelle. I just had a little technical difficulties, but ain't nobody mad but the devil. I got it fixed. So if they will call back in, I'll go play some more music and wait for our guests to call in.
Okay.
So right now, as we're waiting for our guests to call in, I'm going to play one of my favorite songs called Free to Worship by none other than James Willis and New Praise. So enjoy.
Says who the Son set free is free indeed. Come and be free. Feel like that. What I think about it. What it does to me. When the music starts.
And you were just listening to Free to Worship from James Willis and New Praise out of Oklahoma City. I see that I got some very, very special guests on the line, and I'm so excited about it. These are some amazing young men of God. I had an opportunity to see them at the Tech. Tell you, there are some bad guys. They just won for the 2021 Stellar Awards for Quartet Group of the Year. So give a big blazing the world welcome for Young Men for Christ, and I'm going to pull them in. I'm going to pull all of you in at one time, and you can state your name and answer questions as I present them to you. So here we go. Welcome, Young Men for Christ. Hello, can you hear me?
Hello, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Welcome to Blazing the World Radio Show. I do apologize for the technical difficulties, but that wasn't on my end, so we're just going to roll with the flow.
Amen.
So state your name.
My name is Eric Johnson, Sr. I'm the... can you hear me?
I can hear you very well. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, and I see we have another one of the members on the line, and if you could state your name.
My name is Devion Gross.
It's nice
I'm
to
the first
meet you, Devion. Okay, like I said, y'all probably don't remember, but I was cutting up with you at the Texas Gospel Music Awards. I'm the one that hosted that night.
Okay.
But let's get into the thick of it. Let's just jump right in it. You guys are doing some amazing things. So for those who don't know, tell us a little bit about Young Men for Christ.
Well, we are a group of guys that's been singing over 9 years, going on our 10th year, be our 10th year next year. And we are a group of young guys that's out here trying to defeat the devil. You know, we're not out here to... in no shape, form, or fashion. We just up to out here to uplift God, to let people know that young men, young guys are just, you know, serving God just as well. And none of the, you know, our guys, we not out here, you know, trying to out-sing anyone. We just up out here to uplift God and give God our best praise. And we just thank God for what he's doing for us. Like I said, I have my nephews, I have my son sings with me. We got two ministers in our group, and, you know, like I said, God is really blessing this group all the way around. We got a magnificent manager that's taking us places, and I truly believe that God is doing everything he said he can do for us. And like I said, we don't take anything for granted. But we just truly believe that we are truly blessed. And like I said, when we won the 2021 Stellar Award, we was just as shocked as everybody else. Because like I said, some people didn't understand how we did it, but God knows how we did it. And that's what all counts. So I just thank God for what he's doing for us. And like I said, it's just awesome that he is showing favor towards this group. And like I said, he's showing love and favor. And one thing I know that if he continued to bless, continue to take us places, as long as we stay humble and continue to do his will to save someone's soul. Like I said, we can't reach everybody. But if we reach one, we did what God was created for us to do. So I just thank God for what he's doing for us right now.
Amen. And do some of the other young men have something that they would like to say about who are Young Men for Christ, what you represent? Because, you know, I know y'all can cut up a little bit. I mean, they put you on the stage, and, I mean, y'all be rocking it.
Well, like I said, we just tried to go there, Davion.
Well, I can piggyback off of Johnson. We're just a group of young fellas that's just trying to do the work of God, you know, create a pathway all young men out here, all young black men is not out here, you know, thugs out here robbing people, all young black men. Some of us have some common sense. Some of us was raised the proper way. And I think we're trying to make a statement. I think we're making a statement by saying to people, by showing people that it's okay to be safe and still have fun. It's okay to be safe and still, you know, enjoy life. And so God has blessed us with so many different things. And so, you know, it's good for us to be an example. We're trying to be an example for the younger generation that's coming up under us, and also for our generation, you know, because there's a lot going on in this world. So to have examples of that's actually doing in the church and that's actually doing concerning God is a great vision for other people.
Somebody's
to
dog
see.
Is cutting up.
So, yeah, I believe we're just trying to, you know, spread the gospel, spread the word of God through song, through music, because somebody needs it. And if, like Johnson said, if one person is touched by that, then we have completed, we have almost completed our assignment, you know. So Bible says one can put 1,000 to a flight, but two can put 10,000 to a flight. And so just imagine what 6 to 12 people can do. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, we're just a group of young men that's trying to do the will, to do the works of God, you know, and just tell people about the goodness of Jesus.
Amen. And just like you said, you don't have to walk around looking like you're sucking on a lemon to be saved. We can have fun.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's about. Your life's a balance. And that's what I love about you young men. I mean, you appear to have a balance. You know, we know how to do church well. We can do church.
Oh, yeah.
Coming and going. But your lifestyle shows. And that's one amazing thing. So we're going to jump off with some of your music. I'm getting ready to play He's Able. And so you guys sit back and relax, enjoy He's Able by Young Men for Christ.
Like a ship, just tossed and driven by and by. Often times
myself, Jesus. And I found out Jesus. You make a way out of no way. Yes, he will. Jesus. He's been my bread. Jesus. Bread when I'm hungry. Jesus. Water. Jesus. Water when I'm thirsty. Jesus. Not only that, y'all, Jesus. But let me tell you about a man Jesus. That don't walk on the water. Come a raging sea.
Just listen to God is Able from Young Men for Christ. I want to ask you, out of all the genre of music that are out there, contemporary and traditional, what made you choose to do quartet?
I guess I'll go. Well, this is Frank speaking. I grew up listening to quartet music all of my life. Mostly my father and my uncle were the guys that, you know, kind of involved me and my, you know, my cousin in quartet music. And this is all that we knew growing up, you know. We were around Ann Scott and the Heavenly Stars, which is a quartet group here in Detroit. And, you know, like any average kid, you know, you follow with your parents too, and this is what they did. And they did quartet music, and that's how we got to where we are, you know, just doing quartet music. And just being involved in it and just seeing it every day of our lives.
So how did you guys all come together as a group?
Well, back in 2012, I'll say is when we decided to put together the group. I was asked to sing a song, so I just asked my cousin, you know, my dad, and I think it was another guy, two other guys. And, you know, we just came together, and they said, you know, we wanted to sing. I said I wanted to sing a song for this occasion or whatnot. And then, you know, we had to come up with a name. We came up with Young Men for Christ. And ever since then, you know, it's been Young Men for Christ. That was in July 15th of 2012.
Okay. So how has this journey been for you, young men? What has it been like? As you know, I know you have done some great things, and God is just blowing you up, especially with shocking everybody by winning the 2021 Still Award for Quartet
right.
Group of the Youth of the Year. But how has this journey been for you?
Well, honestly, I'm not going to say that it's always been, you know, how they say peaches and cream. No, not at all. It's very challenging sometimes, honestly, you know. For one, you're dealing with all men. So, you know, they have that, how can you say, what's the proper terminology? I'm sorry. Their demeanor is men. You know how men are. Exactly. So, you know, they're like how men are. And so sometimes we don't agree on certain things. But also because we're so, you know, involved in church and that's what we do and, you know, we serve God. You know, our desires is to please God, and that sometimes comes into play. So when you have a group of men like that, it can be good, and it also can, you know, sometimes have this time. But always, you know, it's been a blessing for me, honestly, I can only say, because I'm being around these guys that have a desire to please God and want to please God in anything that they do. and including singing. So, you know, it's a blessing, honestly. It's definitely a blessing.
Okay. Well, we're going to listen to another one of your songs. I mean, you guys are amazing and you're doing some great things. You have a wonderful manager in LaVelle. I believe we're friends. But he's doing an amazing job.
I don't know where the other guys are.
I'm still here.
No, they're here.
Oh, okay.
So,
right, I'm still here.
You know, LaVelle keeps you guys in line.
All the time.
Can you go
but
do this,
you know,
huh?
No, but he's a great manager. A great manager.
I know he is. He is a great guy, and he does many great things.
Yeah.
And even though we do similar things, I don't hate on other people. I'll give you your props. And LaVelle does a great job in what he does. So we're going to listen to another one of your songs, and this is one of the songs that I really love. So here we go.
When I think of what he's done, my soul cries out, thank God I won. Because of his grace, I'm still here. And it was my faith that brought me to the end. Said I'm a testimony to what he's done. I thank the Lord, I overcome. Said I'm a
testimony.
Yeah. I'm a testimony
of
what he's done. We are a
through praise, we have a brand new single called Free to Worship, and it's available on all digital outlets, so get your copy today. And now you're listening to A&A presents Blaze in the World, Ministry and Music. Tune in. Yeah, yeah.
Blaze in the World, Ministry and Music. Blaze in the World, Ministry and Music. Yeah, yeah. Brother Adam Jones.
And you were just listening to Testimony by Young Men for Christ, an awesome song. And they are sharing through their music that you do have a testimony. So I want to ask you, young men, how did you feel when they said that you were the 2021 Stellar Award Quartet Group of the Year?
Well, was something that
somebody
I would forget. Oh, okay. Hello?
Oh, we're here.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear
me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Hello? Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, okay, that. Well, like I said, that was something that I would never forget. I've been doing quartet over 30-some years with one group. And I had never dreamed that I would be one of a Stellar Award winner. But if you trust in God and believe in who he said he is, dreams do come true. All you got to do is just trust in him and believe what he said he could do for you. And we was up against a lot of good quartet groups out here. And when we got nominated, that was the first excitement when we got nominated. Then the second excitement when we got to the finals and we was called to come to Nashville and perform and everything. And we got there and we was just looking around. I said, wow, this is amazing. It's our first time ever being here and actually feel like, wow, we know what this feel like now. Then they got down to the categories of the four quartet went, you know, nominees of being a quartet Stellar Award winner. And when they called out the groups and said, these are your nominees for the quartet 2000 Stellar Award winners. And then when they finally said, and the winner, 2000 quartet Stellar Award winner, Young Men for Christ, I just dropped, and the sensational feeling, I was just numb. When we got up to the stage, tears was in my eyes, and and my nephew, he got up there, tears in their eyes. It started off as a father and son. It was father and son up on stage. My nephew's dad was up there, and my son was up there, and we was just all up there together, and we just was one of those feelings that we couldn't believe what actually had happened, because we was just as shocked as everybody else. And I just, like I said, it was just a numb feeling right now. And listen, and it, sometimes you still can't believe it, but I look at it like it was all in divine order. This is what it was. And it's just, like I said, one of them dreams that came true. I've been doing it over 30-some years, and my dream finally came true. I could say I'm a 2021 Stellar Award winner.
Well, I think the best is yet to come. So tell me, I'm getting ready to wrap up your segment, but tell me, who does your choreography? Because, you know, you guys can move.
No, well, we do it together, I would say. Yes, we try to make sure that we're all on one accord. Mainly Eric Jr. normally, you know, coordinates the background, and sometimes Davion does. And, you know, we try to keep up from there. But, you know, sometimes we can't because they all get too, you know, wrapped up.
I know. What do you guys be hopping? You could do that one leg hop and that quartet claw.
That's my son. That's fun.
I mean, he be cutting up. I be like, come on.
Yeah,
you can
son.
Tell when the spirit hits him.
Oh, yeah.
But as
oh,
we
yeah,
wrap up
definitely.
This segment, let the people know what music is available, where they can follow you, for those that want to book you. And I'm going to do a little housekeeping. I want you to know that this show airs on Apple, iPod, on Spotify. And so these are streams. Every time I play your music, it comes up as a stream. So that's the good thing about it. It gives you the opportunity, even though, like I said, you know, I created this platform because we're in an age of streaming, and I wanted to give every indie artist the opportunity to stream, because it's not so much about your play numbers anymore. It's about how much you stream. And so, you know, you can share. We're also on iTunes, so you can listen to the show. Most of my shows, Blog Talk features on their page. You can Google and pull them up, and you can see the episode with Young Men for Christ. So tell people where they can get your music, how they can book you, and where they can follow you.
Okay, you can contact us on, you know, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and other normal platforms under Young Men for Christ. Our Facebook is Detroit Young Men for Christ. That's four spelled out. You know, then we're also on digital outlets such as Amazon, Google Play, iTunes, under Young Men for Christ with the number four. Our website, www.youngmenforchrist.com. Also, you can book us with Lavelle Nero, 313-618-8791. I believe I'm correct.
Yeah, you're
okay,
correct.
Okay, well, I thank you for tuning in. I hope you stay on a little bit and listen to our next guest. And I thank you so much for taking the time out
our manager, Lavelle Nero, and I just want him to know that we appreciate what he's doing for this group, and we just want him to know that we love him, and I truly love him, and I thank him for where he has taken us and where he's about to take us, and just continue to pray for his health and strength for this group right here.
Amen. Well, I'm going to keep you lifted up in prayer, and like I said, if you could stand a little bit and support our next guest, he's been here waiting for his turn as we blaze the world through Jesus Christ. This is what it's all about, coming together and being on one accord. So I thank you again. And we're going to go in before I bring in our next guest. I believe we're going to have our ministry moment. Pastor Anita?
Amen. Blessings to you, Pastor and woman of God, Wanda Adams.
Thank you so much.
Thank God for this opportunity. Yes, I am. Amen. And bless God. Amen. You can hear me well.
I can hear you.
We thank God for this. Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for this opportunity to be able to be with you with the ministry moment on, amen, the Blog Talk Radio with ANA. That is Wanda, amen, Adams. But what I want to drop in your spirit from the city of Buffalo, New York, from the Apostle Anita Ozella Williams, amen, is this fact that heaven will fight for you. Glory to God. And we're coming from the 20th chapter of the book of Second Chronicles, glory to God. And we find, amen, Jehoshaphat, amen, that, amen, is coupled round about by so many, amen, enemies. But what I want to say to you is that your pain, people, has purpose, glory to God. And even though we are in this walk and we're in this, amen, walk of God, it does not mean that we will not have trouble. But I'm finding here in the word of the Lord, amen, that God has said, amen, through a prophet that he rose up in the time that Jehoshaphat had trouble. And don't say that you don't have trouble, because Jehoshaphat, amen, said in this scripture, God, I just don't know what to do. Huh. But a man of God rose up and said, you shall not need to fight in this battle, but set yourself and stand ye still and see the salvation of God moving in your behalf. And then the word of the Lord went on to say that, amen, God, amen, instructed Jehoshaphat to instruct the people to say, believe in the Lord your God, so will you be established. Believe in his prophets, so shall ye prosper. Glory to God. Well, the word of the Lord goes on further to say, praise God, that all those enemies that came against Jehoshaphat, that came against you, began to scatter and kill one another. I want to drop it like it's hot right there. In the word of the Lord, praise God, in the house of God, you will not need to fight in this battle. Heaven will fight for you. Even though the enemy is trying to come against you, trying to discourage you, trying to fight you, trying to wear you down, walk up the front of you and down the back of you. The power of God, praise God, is loosed in your behalf. Lift your hands right now and declare with me that heaven will fight for me. Be encouraged.
Amen. Amen. I hope that got into your spirit, that heaven will fight for you. We thank Apostle Anita Williams for that ministry moment, because this is about ministry in the word. So I'm going to bring in our next guest. He's doing some great things. Kendall, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Can well, you I'm hear excited me? To have you here.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having
You're
me.
You're such a blessing to the gospel music industry. And, I mean, you got a little swag with the way you do music, and I love it. I want to give a big shout-out to your cousin, Eric Kirkland, for introducing
yes.
us and making that connection. So, Eric, we appreciate you. We love you much. But, I mean, you got it going on. Tell the people about who Kendall Triplett is.
Well, thank you. Thank you for saying that. I'm going to hold on to that. And when I have those moments of doubt, I'm just going to play that over and over in my head.
Amen.
And, you know, I want to say Apostle Anita Williams, that powerful. Thank you so much for that word. When she said lift your hands, I want you to know my hands went up because I received that word. It resonates
Amen.
With me, and it ties into the message that God has given me through my new single. But who is Kendall Triplett? I am just a simple vessel, hungry to be used by God. I started singing at a very young age, as early as 5 years old in Fort Smith, Arkansas, just a little small town close to Oklahoma, born into a pastor's home. My father was a pastor and my mom a pianist. So a wonderful Christian household, large family. My twin brother and I are the youngest. There's nine of us, and
wow.
tomorrow, October, yes, October 1st, my twin and I will be celebrating our 48th birthday. Can you believe that?
No, I can't, because you don't look like you're 48, Kendall. God's
yes.
a keeper, right? He'll keep you if you want
he
to be
is.
Kept, and he renews our youth daily, amen?
Absolutely, absolutely. So I just have fond memories of my father was a pastor, and he would always pastor small rural churches that didn't have very much members, have very many members, and they seldom had a choir. So I was the choir. My mom and I were the choir, and she would teach me songs, and she would always laugh and say how bold I was. She said it didn't matter where we were, if someone called upon you to sing, you would run right up there, close your eyes, and you would sing. And I just remember when I would finish singing, when I would open my eyes, people would just be rejoicing. Some would be saying hallelujah. Some would have their hands up. Some would be crying. And so I knew early on that there was something special that God had given me. And I've always had a spiritual receptiveness. I just always felt God close, even at a young age.
Amen. Well, we're going to jump right into it because your new single, Rise Up, I want y'all to know, y'all, this song, as my kids would tell me not to say it, this song is dope. I mean, it'll make you move.
Thank you.
And Apostle Williams, I know I still have your mic open. You're going to love this song.
Yes.
So I want to get your feedback. This is going to be our new joint of the week. So y'all get ready.
All right.
Nice. Move on with Rise Up. Y'all come on. He said Rise
Up. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Here we go. Oh yeah. Come on. Yeah. Come on. Yeah. Have you ever felt like there was something greater? A calling that just cannot be ignored. Creation, and you have no idea what's in store. You've been waiting.
Now, that joint right there, Kendall, is hot. Apostle, what do you think?
Amen.
Thank you.
I mean, I know people had to be moving and bouncing.
Glory to God.
It sends a message, you know. God gives a special gift and a special sound to everybody to reach somebody.
Yes.
And so that song definitely will reach somebody. So how did it come about that you wrote that song?
Yes, thank you for asking that. I tell you what, I was going through some things. I was just kind of looking at the state of the world and the climate that we're in. And I just kind of grew discouraged. I said, you know, the way things are going, I'll never achieve the things that I have in my heart. And I was just questioning my purpose. And I asked God, I said, should I continue to do music? Because I said, I'm creating content, but it doesn't seem like it's being supported. And I just kind of had a little pity party. And the next day, it's like the Lord grabbed me by the collar and he said to me, do not allow what's going on around you to change you. He said, my plans for you are still good. He said, get back in faith and rise up. And so that's where the song came from.
And what are some of the other, have you completed your new project, or what are some of the other songs that you have out?
Well, I released an album called Lose Myself, and that's out there for people to stream and download. That did quite well. I was nominated for five different categories for Rhythm of Gospel, and that's been people still say that they are blessed by that music. So I'm truly grateful.
Okay. Now, when are you going to release your next project?
Well, I'm still celebrating this single because I just released it last week. So I am believing that good things will open up as a result of it. I've been getting such great feedback, and I want to shout out Brian Poppin. He produced that song for me. And Delisha Thomas, a wonderful songwriter. She's actually a Dove award-winning songwriter. She's worked with Kiara Shear. She's worked with Vanessa Bell Armstrong. She's also Grammy nominated. She's worked with Beyonce, Justin Bieber, Janet Jackson. So she and I are really good friends, and she helped write and sing on that. Those are her background vocals on that record. So yeah, I want to definitely give a shout out to them. But the next thing that I'm working on is a music video for Rise Up. And I will be working on that next Friday. We'll start filming that. So just kind of celebrating this release and just believing God for the next opportunity.
Well, we definitely appreciate you. And I do apologize for the technical difficulties that I had. But, you know, hey, I press on and I got it done. And
yes.
I thank you for coming up, because ain't nobody mad but the devil.
That's right.
Now, you know, those things happen. But like I said, this is a great opportunity to get your music to stream on Apple, iPod, and podcast, and iTunes, and on, you know, even Blogcall stream. So if you have encoded your music, you'll see that you have some streams from this interview. But tell the people where they can get your music and how they can contact you for those that want to book you. Let them know how they can reach Kendall Triplett.
Yes, absolutely. So you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. My Instagram and Facebook handle is I Am Kendall Triplett, and on Twitter it's just Kendall Triplett. You can email Kendall Triplett at gmail.com for booking, And I'll go ahead and spell that just in case you don't know how to spell it. It's K-E-N-D as in David, A-L-L-T-R-I-P as in president, L-E-T-T.
Okay, well, Kendall, I appreciate you so much. If there's anything I can do for you, all you got to do is let me know. I appreciate the connection because you are an amazing young man of God, and I believe this is your season.
Thank you.
I believe that going through this period and through 2020, you're going to make your imprint and leave a footprint in the gospel music industry. So I just want to encourage you to hold on.
Thank you. Yes.
Help
you know, cannot wonder. I know.
Go ahead.
I know time is really limited, but I want to just kind of quickly give you a testimony. So in 2018, I was praying about what my next step was to be. And I was asking the Lord about, you know, if it was truly his will for me to continue on in music. And shortly thereafter, I went to see Devon Franklin, which is everybody should know who he is. He's a Hollywood producer, best-selling author, and he's also a preacher. But I had the opportunity to connect with him, and he doesn't know me in that well. He doesn't know me, you know, to know what my prayer time requires. But he spoke some words to me, very powerful. In 2018, he told me, he said, well, he heard my music, and he said, you know, your music is powerful. He told me, he said, you're an artist for this time. He said, you're going to make great impact. He said, keep doing it. Keep following God. Keep producing what God tells you to produce. And so God answered my prayer through Brother Devon Franklin. And so I truly believe that that now is my time. And I'm speaking life to others, those who have been waiting, those who have been praying, those who have been feeling like they were hidden and forgotten about. Now is your time as well. Rise up.
Amen. Because I say all the time, Kendall, it doesn't matter how bad you want it. Nothing is going to happen until God says so. It's his perfect timing,
yes.
And we shouldn't want it any other way.
Yes. Amen.
Because when he does it all the way. And it's a process. God is processing you.
So true.
He's getting you ready for the blessing. He's getting you ready, Kendall, for the increase. And so I thank God for you. I'm praying for you. Like I said, you know my number. If you need anything or if it's anything that anybody that's listening can do for you, because I my queue is full. And, you know, I have a lot of people that are in the industry that are listening. So you just be encouraged.
Thank you.
And I thank
you
for taking
the
time to join us and for bearing through my technical difficulties. But as we get ready to, we only got a few minutes left, and I wanted to play this song from you. It's from my girl, Tanya Dallas Lewis. And stay with us, Kendall.
Yeah.
And we don't have but a few minutes left. But check this song out, called Rhythm in You by Tanya Dallas Lewis.
That's right.
There's no beat in my heart. While I need it,
Awesome. Love it. Who's the artist?
Tanya Dallas Lewis. She's been, I used to manage her. She's been Grammy nominated. She's been Dove Award nominated. Dove Award nominated. She's been to the White House. She sang for groups. I mean,
phenomenal.
The girl is cold. Come on, Apostle. She's a squalor.
Yes.
I love that.
She's been to take me to the streets full time.
Yes, she has. And to Buffalo, New York. I mean, she's been all over.
I'll look her up.
So,
wow.
I look her up, and her video is awesome. She's done a lot of good music. You know, she's been in the, I think, top 27, top 30 several times on PBS. But she is an amazing, and it was a privilege and an honor to represent her. But, you know, we got about 8 minutes left, and so I'm going to play one more song, get your opinions, and then we're going to close out. Y'all tell me what you think of this one. And this is Redeemed by Danita Gibbs.
Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. It's Danita on the vocals, and I'm going to make the beat drop.
Kids say that was lit.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
That was on fire. Well,
you know, Wanda, we used that for the Take to the Streets 2021 for our virtual.
I know. I sent it to
you.
And
thank
Kendall,
you.
We got to get if Apostle Anita Williams does the largest outdoor, well, the second largest outdoor event in Buffalo, New York, taking it to the street, and
wow.
I need a heartbeat pat. So we got to get you there.
I would love to.
We
got
to get you there. I mean,
yeah, Wanda will let you know how to get, you know, the all the particulars. It's August 2021. Those are the dates for the year 2022.
Okay.
And for the past 2 years, she did it virtual, and I've never seen anybody do it virtually as well as she did. You know, it wasn't Zoom or whatever. It just, you thought you were there.
God bless
Amen. And we believe, God, that she will be having, the park will be open so that we can be at the park in 2022. So that's what we are believing. But we sent in that video, Redeemed by Danita Gibbs, and it is charting. She just broke, I think we released it about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and she just broke into the top 100, and she is streaming. So, and she'll be coming out with a video. So you stay tuned for that. And I want to thank you guys for listening to Blazing the World Radio with your girl, Wanda Adams, who will be here next week. As I will introduce, I'll play some music, but I'm going to introduce I started a new company called A&A Management, so I will be making an introduction of my staff and people that are part of the firm. And, I mean, we have some of everybody, anything you need. I mean, I do radio, marketing, and PR and management, but we have radio personalities. If you're writing a book, we have a literary agency. We have technical support guys. We have videographers. We have everything. So we blaze in the world in the name of Jesus. So I thank all of you for listening. I thank you for bearing with me with the technical difficulties, because I believe that the Lord was blessed by what we did. And I thank you, Apostle Anita, for tuning in. And Kendall,
Amen.
I thank you for staying
thank
with
you.
Us.
Thank
and
you
do you have
me.
Any last words, Kendall?
Yes, I do. I want to shout out Union Baptist Church, Union Missionary Baptist Church in Pocola, Oklahoma. They allowed me to serve there for many years, and a lot of growth took place. So I just want to give thanks and honor to Pastor Marvin Thompson and First Lady Marilyn Thompson. Love you guys so much.
Well, I'll be hitting Oklahoma on the 15th of October. So maybe, you know, we'll get a chance to meet face to face. I'll be all over in the city in Chakota, in Hugo. So
wow.
I'm going to Paris, Texas. So I'll be hitting those places. And so I want to thank you again for listening. Tune in. Tell people about what we do here, because this is, you know, I'm a visionary. I'm a platform builder. I don't do this because I'm a radio personality. I do it to give to be heard. So I thank you, and until next Thursday, be blessed. I love you to life. And so we're going to end out and close out with this song. And this is Right Now. Boom, 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 boom